Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Surviving.
You guys, sorry I was late. Valerie, I just can't find your, what am I can never find the emails and they always get skipped. So I always have to.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know why I can't recognize your emails. And it's like, every time I look through all my emails, for some reason, yours gets skipped and I want to throw it in the trash. I had to look at my trash, but I'm here. So I'm here now, folks. Is only three of us or what? Well, hi, Allie.
Hey there, folks. How's it going?
Good.
I'm just trying to compile all of the materials, so I'm looking around.
It used to be day by day.
All right. So I was only able to copy down the co-chair agenda when you send us, so because I just found the email. All right.
Hey, Valerie, are you okay to calculate quorum today?
Yeah, so I had a question. I don't know if this is an appropriate time to ask a question about quorum.
Yeah, okay. There's no one here. Okay. We don't have quorum yet, so.
So, like, for example, we have, like, four people that are excused or LOA, like, activated for COVID, and so that leaves, like, eight active people for membership, so it would be, like, eight divided by two. Is plus four, one. So, plus one, five, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it has to be, they have to be committee members.
Okay.
So yeah, you got it. You're all good. Thank you.
With things opening up, do you think we'll be meeting in person in a couple of months?
That is a great question, Ed. It's a question beyond my pay grade, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, Allie. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, what do you think?
I think that still has to go up on full council to see if we all want to meet up again, I think. Didn't I hear something in last month meeting or the following one, where we all had discussion about meeting each other up and we had those little groups. If we wanted to go back to meeting in person or still keep on doing Zoom, but I don't think it has been resolved to see what we're going to do next.
Mm-mm. But as we create yellow tier.
That's true. Over here, we're in the orange. But we haven't gone back to hooking up yet. Huh? So what's going on?
I think we're going to wait until DPH says so, right?
I think so.
I mean, even if you go to whatever, was it green tier, which is kind of normal, we would still have to wait for maybe DPH or CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're still fine to hear from them first before we decide.
Before bringing it up to the council, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, kids. You want to wait a couple of more minutes? It's only 3:01.
It's probably a good idea. We've got a couple more people that probably log on.
Yeah, let's wait about another 3 to 5 more minutes.
And I'm going to have to go at 4 o'clock. I have a music lesson.
Is this a bagpipe lesson?
No, that creature behind me.
Oh, nice.
My hands weren't long enough to cover the holes of the bagpipe. So I've got that in my trumpet that I'm working. When I'm away.
It's beautiful. Where are you?
In golf, Franklin. I'm drawing a blank there. It's a little brick building set back. You wouldn't notice it. St. Mary's, the cathedral, is on the hill, and we're right below that. Building survived all of the earthquakes. It 1894 or 5 was when it was built.
It's beautiful.
And we have a building across the street that during the winter months, we have 3 months of the Interfaith Council for sheltering 60 homeless men, feeding them breakfast and dinner for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, I've worked with the Interfaith Council in the past. They do some excellent work.
Mm-hmm.
I
think we have quorum.
I don't know if it's my notepad, but see, like right now, Ed, I know you're talking, but you froze on me.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem. I'm not sure if it's me or someone else, but people are freezing.
I'll look like you guys all froze on me.
Yeah, so let's maybe we can gauge it. For me, Elaine is frozen right now. Is that true for anyone else?
Yes.
Okay. Elaine, can you hear us? Okay. So it seems like maybe it's her internet connection.
Allie, did Ed freeze for you?
A little bit, but then he sort of caught up.
Oh, okay.
Does that ever happen where like someone will stop and then you'll hear the rest and get the gist?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes,
but not. Okay. Okay.
Maybe we'll give Elaine a couple minutes to do that. Otherwise, maybe we can ask Ed to reprise his role as co-chair and walk us through this. You tried so hard to get out of it, Ed.
I know. We just, keep drawing you back in.
There's Elaine.
Here I am. I think that's better.
Great.
How's it going for everybody else? Good? All right, cool. Yeah, nobody's freezing. No one's doing a freeze frame here. So now it's 3:06. Shall we get started, y'all? Okay. So it's 3:06. Starting the meeting for membership, April 8th. Can we get introductions? You want to do a roll call or?
Ed, community.
All right, you're still kind of fading in.
Ron Hernandez, committee member.
No, for me, let me. Okay, can anybody else?
Bruce Ito, committee member.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Yeah, people are still freezing. It must be my Wi-Fi. I have mediocre Wi-Fi, honestly.
No, I'm getting Elaine and Ed still freezing occasionally. Yeah. But hopefully we can just power through it. And,
okay.
John Paul Soto, committee member.
Allie Cohn, council staff.
Valerie Tsukudo, council staff.
I see Ron.
Oh, I thought I introduced myself already, but it's Ron Hernandez, committee member.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can move, if everybody can still hear, review and approve April 8th agenda. Just go over and see if there's anything. And if we're okay to approve, we'll go ahead and approve the agenda for April 8th with no, was it consent? I can't even say the word. Hearing no noes, nays, oppose. Okay, then we can go ahead and move the minutes for March 11th, 2021. Okay, we'll go ahead and approve the minutes for March 11th. Going to approve, say aye.
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 Okay, any announcements?
Oh, I have to leave the meeting.
Okay, Ed. I know you kind of faded in, but I got what you said. You had to leave the meeting at 4, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other announcements, y'all? Okay. Hearing none. Public comments, if there's any public. Okay, then going to item 6, which is the demographic information update.
I'll go ahead and share a screen.
Okay.
So first we have here the, this is the areas comparison. So this reflects one change, and that is the resignation of Antoine Matthews. This puts us at 34 members. 16 total HIV positive or 47% and 9 non-aligned consumers, 26%. Again, we're striving for at least 33% non-aligned consumers. This did change one aspect of our target areas, which is highlighted in sort of this coral color here. So it did push us under for Black African-American members of the council. So we're currently under on that, in addition to all the other areas that are highlighted in that coral color. And then I'll show the EPI report. Are there any questions about the areas comparison?
No. Anybody?
I'll share EPI. All right, so here we have the EPI data. Okay, is everyone seeing this EPI data here? Okay.
Yeah.
So epi, you know, the epidemiological profile, you know, it, compared to Aries is a little different. So on this chart, that area is still not highlighted. You know, we're looking at 11.9% African-American for the epi versus 17.6% here on the council. So, you know, I think typically we look at Aries because it's sort of a, you know, a, maybe a better gauge of what we want to be representing and overrepresenting. But this is good for comparison. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Okay, yes. No questions?
Actually, I had one question.
Go for it.
Ali, is there a minimum number of council members established or?
That's a great question. We're asked that question by when we report to the federal government occasionally, and I don't know of a minimum number. You know, our numbers have dwindled a bit because we have a cap of 50 and, you know, now we're looking into like the lower 30s. Mark, do you happen to know if there's a minimum?
There is none.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, it's still a good question. It's still a lot we have to work on though, which might be another further conversation down the line about looking into a lot of options and recruiting again. And then we could go off from there. That's all. So if we have our questions about the 7 and we have the council member attendance report, is there any council applications to vote on?
I'll walk through this since it has been updated with an attendance report since it was sent out. So if you can look at what I'm sharing here, we do have a notice of attendance to be sent to Juba Kalamka. And Oren is eligible for a letter of probation. This is automatic based on non-attendance. After being sent a notice of attendance last month. So these are all automatic processes, but if the council has any, or the committee has anything to say about either of these, that's fine.
Have we reached out to, already hearing from Oren? Has anybody contacted him, figure out what's going on with his behalf?
He has been contacted by multiple staff. Probably the most recent one was myself. And I know that he has responded to Allie. He has not responded to any of the three ways that I've contacted him, twice via text and once via voicemail. With Allie, my understanding is well, Al, you could certainly represent his contact with you better than I could.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like there was various barriers to being able to be on meetings, whether it was not knowing how to work Zoom, which it sounds like is remedied, or not having consistent access to a computer or something. But I think that these things have remedied, and last we heard, he was supposed to come to a meeting. He said he was planning on attending and then didn't join. So we're just waiting to hear. Obviously, any meetings that someone can't attend due to like issues with internet or issues like with access are excused. So it's only counting things that where we don't hear from him and we aren't sure what's going on. Does that make sense?
And we have excused him on multiple times because he's expressed to
me.
Yeah,
it does. Kind of broke up a little.
That
but I caught up.
I think we're talking at the same time. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to, Elaine, I just wanted to express that he has had a number of excused absences when he has actually contacted me about them. and staff. So he does, he's able to contact us, but right now it just seems like we're going to have to follow what this automatic process is.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. It's too bad though, right? I mean, because this is another caller, consumer of services as well. But I do feel like council staff is definitely doing our due diligence across at least three different staff people, four actually, who have in varying ways reached out to him.
Okay. Well, no, you guys have been doing a great job anyways and trying to communicate with him. So just continue doing what you guys got to do and we'll take it from there. All right.
And then the remaining things on this, on the attendance report, Antoine Matthews has resigned. And we'll see if we get an exit interview back. It sounds like his work has changed and his bandwidth's just a little stretched. The last thing, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And then the last thing is that Lily Krutel will have to be stepping back soon from her role as the CBHS representative, and Zachary Davenport, who you all will remember of recent council tenure, is interested in returning in the CBHS seat. And she had some questions about how that might work. Mark, did you have anything to add to that? Were they, I think the questions were mainly around like applications.
Absolutely. So the I think the main question is, do we need to make him submit to the same process that any person would who's new to the council, i.e. an application would absolutely be necessary, but is an interview necessary? Does he have to go through that process since he was already on the council in an appointed seat, or could we just simply approve him based upon receipt of his application? Would that be possible for folks? It's a special circumstance, simply because he's, you know, he was on the council. He left because he left that job, and then he returned to that job. So,
well, I'm okay with him not requiring an interview. What do our bylaws say? I mean, is there any guidance around that?
The only guidance we'd have around that is to follow the basic format of receiving an application and then voting on him. So our decision to not interview is not necessarily going against our own bylaws. It would be fine.
I was wondering if we've been in this situation before.
No, we have not. We have been in similar situations where an appointed seat, person to an appointed seat has left, and then a new one has come along, and they've gone through the same process of application, then a formal interview, and then the vote. So this is unique in that we've never had someone who in such a short period of time left and then is willing to come back in, who is working at the same agency as the person who replaced them. So it's new and precedent setting, but I also don't think it's like new and disruptive to our process. If anything, it's just trying to be efficient.
I really don't see the need for an interview.
It seems like then you all are in alignment unless someone opposes. So I think the next step would be to get his Allie, if you wouldn't mind connecting with Lily and saying this is what will happen. We just need to get his application and then we'll just vote on him at the next membership committee meeting, and which will go to the full council.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just also want to say that it did seem like right before he left, Zachary was just coming out of his shell and was talking more council members. So it's kind of exciting to potentially have him back. I don't know if you all recall, he had a very lively panel time when we used to do that in person. Those were the days.
Right.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
And that's it for the attendance report. There's no new
applications. Thanks. I was talking. It just that I can't hear anybody in my.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you either. Do you want me to jump in, Elaine, since it seems like you're going in and out?
Yeah.
Okay, and by jumping in, I'm gonna just ask Allie to actually, to you mind just handling facilitation, Allie?
Sure. I mean, the only remaining agenda item is council member recruitment. This was requested, I forget who requested it last month, to be put on the agenda specifically to discuss any efforts for new council member recruitment. So I'll maybe lean on the collective memory of the group.
I think it was Ken.
I think I mentioned that it would be a good thing to have as an ongoing item in our meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yes. No, I think it's...
But I didn't really necessarily have anything to contribute right now.
Well, no, but I think it is a good thing to have as a standing agenda item. And, you know, maybe not now, but to talk about how and where we recruit. So I'm fortunate that I work with about 30 or 40 different nonprofits who often have connections to people, either staff or clients, who would be good council members, and particularly within the categories we are lacking.
Oh.
That said, it is difficult because I think we need to look at how we market or recruit, because it is a pretty significant commitment for people. You know, yes. Once a month, 3 hours, some people are coming from across town. Some people are, have to leave straight from work, all of these things. And then to be on a committee as well. And then so I've been trying to market this. So to Lyric, I tried to market this as one of the things that our office funds with them is a youth leadership development program. And I thought, okay, well, great. This is a way, someone from Lyric could develop those skills, because that's some of what is taught and trained within these meetings, particularly if you're willing to take on a co-chair role or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that said, particularly sheltering in place, I can't meet with agencies in person. And they have an interim director now who I know pretty well, but she hasn't been able to come up with anyone she thought was appropriate. I did have, and still do have, a good line on someone from Native American Health Center.
Oh.
But I dropped the ball a little bit on this one. So someone who works, I don't have a contract with them, but a coworker does, introduced me to someone who's on staff there via email. And work got a little crazy. So I emailed this woman and CC Dave Jordan a week or so ago, and I haven't heard back from her. And I think the other challenge being this whole shelter in place working remotely thing, it's much harder to make those kind of connections. So I think that I'm not sure if that's a dead end. I'll follow up again, but it is, that's sort of where I'm at with this. And I think Dave mentioned it before that, sort of these more personal one-on-one recruitment efforts, that's probably going to be more successful than, you know, to try to put in an ad or something like that somewhere. But that said, I do see the struggle with this and how it is difficult to attract members.
If I could suggest that in some ways, the impact of our being in shelter in place, be considered as kind of a pause perhaps to your efforts, or even just like not necessarily seeing your efforts as like failing right now, Bruce, but just being like in special times, and that like once we eventually get back to whatever normal is, if you could maybe resume that, because I do agree that now it's tough to sell anyone on doing anything that's additional, right?
But at the same time, one of the good things about the shelter in place stuff is sort of the barriers to attendance to me are now less, because you do not have to physically travel. Yeah. And I'm thinking that is in many ways a positive thing. But yes, no, I agree with you. I'm not going to stop, but I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Just mean like, I think the efficacy of actual recruitment is, as you say, like one-on-one is better. It's a better way to actually communicate what the council does. And that's hard in some ways when everything is virtual. But yeah, I also agree with you that like virtual does actually feel easier for people to join. But I think it's harder for us, whether it's staff or council members, to actually recruit if we're not meeting up with people. I know that we, on our end, will have our opportunities coming up, which is our needs assessment and COLAs. Part of those are really describing what we do and asking if anyone's interested. And sometimes people speak up during those interviews or focus groups who our staff actually are like, wow, this person seems like someone that I want to actually specifically try to recruit. And so that is ramping up now. And that's going to be a combo of virtual and not virtual. As we return to normal, there will be within the COLAs and or the needs assessment in-person activities. So even though I guess what I'm saying in sum is like, we're having challenges now, but I do see the door opening for more potential, more potentialities as the pandemic kind of goes its own way. Too long, did not read, in process.
Any other thoughts or discussion around recruitment efforts? Okay. Would the committee like this to remain a standing agenda item for now? Okay. I see some nodding heads. I'll take that as a yes. And then Chris. So we'll go ahead and keep that. And then the next agenda item is just next meeting and next meeting date. So it looks like we're scheduled for Thursday, May 13th. At 3 p.m. Are there any agenda items that folks would like to see added in addition to the boilerplate ones and the continuation of recruitment?
I think it would be great to add, not an ongoing, but a check-in around training needs. I probably will ask Dave or someone on the team to just send out like an all council email about like, what are your training needs? Because we do have some suggestions that came in through the last evaluation, but most of those will be processed by the Council Affairs Committee. But training, of course, is also under this committee's purview. So why don't you add that, and that'll be my spur to reach out to Dave or someone. Is Melina here? Maybe I'll reach out to Mo. Whoever is not here, I might reach out to Melina or Dave to send in an email, and then you all can just see the results, perhaps.
That sounds like a great idea. Sounds good.
All right. With that, if there's no further items, then I think we can adjourn.
Yes.
I may be so bold.
You can hear me. I adjourned.
Excellent. I can hear you now.
All right, you guys. It was nice having to see you guys today, and hope to look for you guys on the next full meeting. And now we can say meeting's adjourned. Way to go, guys. That was quick.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, hour.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.